questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. I have a very special guest speaker for today's discussion, Shaykh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So there are certain days in the, we can say, calendar, which are originated honoring one of the, we can say, rituals which are not related to Islam, but the concept might be approved by the religion of Islam. One of them is Valentine's Day, or also called Saint Valentine's Day, which is February 14th. It is a religious, we can say, cultural celebration of romance and love in many regions of the world. What's Islam's opinion regarding this day, Valentine's Day?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, when you're talking about, Valentine's Day and what is the Islamic viewpoint in this regard, we're talking about an Islamic law. So, each person needs to follow and refer to his, authority, Majid Taqlid, that he follows, and to ask about his opinion in this regard. Before referring to some viewpoints in this regard, let me refer to one point, and that is the fact that although the day might have been a Christian one, a religious one from the beginning, but gradually it's been changed into a cultural event. Yes. So it's not, a Christian day, so to speak, anymore.
That's right.
And of course, in many countries nowadays, Christian and non-Christian countries, people may celebrate this day as a day for showing love to those people that love.
So in the Islamic calendar, we have it too. For example, the birthday of this or that might be considered as the day of father, mother, or something like that.
Exactly.
After sometimes it becomes a cultural ritual.
My point is that at the end of the day, when we're talking about the Mother's Day in Islamic Republic of Iran, for example, this is the birthday of Lady Zahra Salamullah alayha. It is a religious occasion.
Yes.
But as for Valentine, it's not Christian religious anymore. Yeah, maybe in the past it has the Christian religious color into it, but now it seems that it's more a matter of culture of the West and not a matter of being Christian.
It was called Saint Valentine's Day. It was a saint. That's
exactly
right, Christian priest. Okay.
So before answering this question, let me share the viewpoint, because this question is asked from the religious, great religious scholars. For example, Ayatollah Khamenei is asked whether it is permitted for Muslims to celebrate Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer of Ayatollah Khamenei is that it is not permissible if it involves haram illegal actions or promoting false Western culture. I will explain about these two points.
Okay.
And another contemporary scholar, Ayatollah Makarem, he also says that if through this celebration, people would like to show their love toward non-mahram people, then it is haram. Also, if, those people who are mahram to each other, but they want to somehow spread a culture from the West, then it is not encouraged for the Muslims to do that.
But that's right.
The point is that although, we have many notions about giving gifts to each other, be it between the spouses or, parents and the children, I will share some notions.
Father and mother, that's right.
Exactly.
Okay.
But the point is that is it good to choose Valentine for this day, or we may choose other days in the Islamic calendar?
That's right.
Now, we need to know what is Valentine all about in our time.
Yes.
As I mentioned, it's not a religious occasion anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see, especially in, Western countries, first of all, it is a day for, as I mentioned, showing love. But in most of the cases, if not all, it's a matter of love between BFGF. It's not a matter of love between the spouses.
Okay.
And we know that according to the Islamic laws, it is not permitted for people who are not mahram to each other to do that.
And this is where Islam opposes such days.
Exactly.
Or such behaviors on such days.
Yeah, that's
unlawful, illegitimate relations between opposite genders.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay.
So, as I mentioned, this is coming from the West nowadays, that Valentine is, in most of the cases at least, is a day for girlfriend boyfriends, not the, I mean, husband and the wives, the spouses, no. Usually it is used as a kind of, I mean, opportunity for the, I mean, youth who are not married to give each other gifts. This is one point.
That's right.
And the second point, which is mentioned in the viewpoints of the great Shia scholars, is that are we allowed to follow, I mean, a culture which is coming from non-Muslims? This is a very important point. And interestingly, we have some narrations in this regard.
That's right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
In Wasa'il al-Shi'a, Volume 5, page 26, there is a chapter on the fact that you are not allowed to wear the clothes that are used and worn by the enemies of Islam.
That's right.
You are not allowed to behave like them, to follow their culture.
Okay.
We need to pay attention to the fact that it's not only the matter of wearing some clothes, because sometimes people may ask that, I mean, you're going to make everything very difficult.
That's
but
right.
The point is that it's not as easy as it may seem.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes looking like the people coming from the West, by West here I mean not necessarily the geographical West.
Mm-hmm.
We mean people who are not practicing, even they are not practicing Christian. So the Western culture that we're talking about is a culture which is against values, against religious values, whether it is Islamic values, Christian values, any kind of religious value. So when you have a kind of culture coming from the West trying to, I mean, undermine all these values.
That's right.
To destroy any value, be it the family values, mm-hmm. religious values, and so on and so forth.
That's right.
We need to be very careful.
That's
sometimes
right.
It begins from wearing some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So if wearing a clothes means that you are following that culture, Islam says that you're not allowed to do that.
That's right.
Because then there are next steps.
Yes.
So the same is true about, I mean, this day.
That's right.
You may claim that I'm just giving some gifts to people that I love, but it's not, I mean, only limited to that.
That's right.
There are other points into it attached to Valentine's Day, and gradually you may be inclined toward following other details of this day coming from the West.
This is what is called the cultural invasion, you know,
exactly.
Or cultural attack, you know, when the, that's right, the cultural values of the Western world has penetrated into Eastern, we can say, traditional countries, mm-hmm. like, for example, Islamic Republic of Iran or
exactly.
other countries, then gradually it's going to change the whole identity of not only a Muslim, but an Iranian or a Persian. It's better to say it is not only attacking the religious values, but also the national values of the countries too.
Not only in okay. Iran, in many countries,
yes.
they have indigenous cultures
yes.
that they respect all these values coming mm-hmm. from the religion too. I mean,
okay.
but unfortunately, that culture coming from the West, again,
that's
I repeat
right.
that when I say coming from the West, I mean, I'm talking about, I mean, the content.
Yes.
The content which is against religious,
yes.
Islamic,
yes.
I mean, human values, we call it the Western culture.
Yes.
So unfortunately, in many countries, you see that these indigenous, I mean, cultures
yes.
of some like African countries, Asian
yes.
countries, they are also
yes.
invaded by the same Western culture.
And we have seen the cases of Islam's approval on good cultures. For example,
exactly.
it is believed that Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, there is a hadith by him approving, or Imam Al-Ridha approving Nowruz, the New Year festival of the Persians, which is a good behavior at the time of the spring. You know, everything becomes new. Now it's better to say to make your spirituality new too. So there are some approvals and recommendations of following them too. But as you said, as long as it is against our values, whether it is national or religious, it is not recommended at all. Valentine's Day is one of them, okay?
Yeah, so that chapter in Wasail al-Shia is regarding the fact that if you're going to, I mean, wear some clothes or even eat some food, which means that you are following that culture and so on and so forth, then it is at least makruh or disliked to do
yes.
that. Because the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt knew that it's not only about eating some foods or wearing some clothes. No, gradually speaking, there are more steps to it, and people would be more inclined toward that culture. In one narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam quotes from his fathers, from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who is quoted as saying that, لَا تَزَالُ هَذَا الْأُمَّ بِخَيْرٍ. This nation, meaning the Islamic nation, would be with goodness, they will be blessed, as long as they are not going to act like the people who are not Muslims.
Yes.
I mean, like wearing the clothes, I mean, eating the food. If you are going to do that, then darabahumullahu bidhul, then they will be humiliated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
So that's the point. And we are talking about why we are not allowed to act like the people who are not Muslims. It is because of the fact that at the first glance, it might be only gifting.
Okay.
But then, I mean, year by year,
yes.
more attachment,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, there are more details to it, like as I mentioned, boyfriend, girlfriend, and then...
A legitimate relation between
exactly.
opposite sex, non-mahrams.
And they have some
okay.
parties and doing
yes.
all different, committing all different sins.
Now, the question is if it is limited only to giving gifts, I mean... I don't know, between spouses or something like that, between mahrams. What about that time? Is it still recommended? I think not, isn't it?
I refer back to the verdict of Ayatollah Khamenei. He
mm-hmm.
says that it is not permissible if it involves haram actions.
Okay,
so
that's right.
Your question means that there is no haram action.
Yes.
Or promoting false Western culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
Yes.
So sometimes there is no haram action involved. But the very fact that you are promoting such a day,
yes.
you are choosing this day for gifting to, I mean, your wife, for example.
Your beloved, that's right.
It means that you are promoting that Western culture.
Okay.
Of course, the cases are different. I'm not mm-hmm. going to give a judgment for
yes.
all the cases to be illegal. People may ask the religious authority that they follow.
Yes.
But it seems from this verdict that if our action means that we are spreading the culture of Valentine's Day,
yes.
and of course, we claim that we are doing that in a legal way.
Yes.
But the point is that Valentine is not only about legal actions.
That's right.
The culture in and of itself involves some illegal actions as well.
Okay.
And of course, then we are encouraged to choose some other days. For example, we have, the first day of the Hajjah, which is the day of the marriage of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Lady Zahra Salamuna alayha.
Okay. This according to the Shia beliefs.
Yeah, the
yes.
best day
yes.
for showing love, for gifting.
Okay.
And of course, as I mentioned, giving gifts in and of itself is highly encouraged by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, give gift to each other so that you may love each other more, because giving gift would remove hatred among you. So there are many narrations in this regard between the brothers and sisters, I mean, Muslims, believers, wife, I mean, spouses,
that's
parents,
right.
and children. It can be done anytime, But as I mentioned, there are special occasions that we are encouraged. For example, the days of feasts, like the 18th of Dhul-Hajjah, for example, is especially mentioned.
That's right.
So when we have such religious occasions, as Muslims, at least we are not encouraged to choose a day which involves some cultures coming from the West, and many of them being illegal in the eyes of Islam.
Much money is spent on the commercialization of such rituals, especially across U.S. and the Western countries. So many great, we can say, outstanding companies. For example, the U.S. Greeting Card Company. Mm-hmm. This is a company, okay? On Valentine's Day, they really make money, man, you know? And so so much commercialization is doing on this industry on the Valentine's Day. Whether to see it, is it good for your country or not? I mean, are you really helping your economy of this country, of a Muslim land, by doing so? Or no, you are putting damage on that. And so many other damages, as you said, and harms, culturally and religiously speaking. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding Islam's viewpoint on Valentine's Day. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali. حسين وحسن